This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about doing the right thing when nobody is looking? And that is handing over 100K to Nasty Nate Eovaldi. They, the Texas Rangers, gave Nathan Eovaldi a $100,000 All-Star bonus, which is in his contract, despite not officially making the All-Star team, because they're like, look, you got kind of hosed here. You pitched on Sunday. The moment you pitched on Sunday, you were not eligible to make the All-Star team to play in the game. You could have made the team, but they weren't going to pick you to make the team if you couldn't pitch in the game. So the Rangers were like, you know, I think a 1.58 ERA and like 90 innings kind of qualifies.
Yeah.
So we're going to hand over $100,000. And what Nate does with that, if Nate wants to donate it, if he wants to give it to the, divide this around all the Rangers that work in the front office, or just pocket the money and go home because it's his money and it's his right to do that. Whatever, they did right by their player.
Class move.
It's a class move. No, and it's the right call because he put up that kind of a season. He met what that criteria is supposed to mean. Like what that standard is supposed to be to get it, he met it. And so I'm glad that they did do it. It does set up to where you just then say, like, okay, who's going to argue in the future, though, that you should give me? And I don't know how many bonuses are frequently in there for players like this. This may have been something that's unique. This may be a Sandler question. But my thing is, if you've got somebody like, I was just trying to look up Nathaniel Lowe from a couple years ago, which he wasn't All-Star level, but if Nathaniel Lowe had been in 2023 when he didn't make the All-Star team, like, I had an OPS of 850 at the All-Star break. I felt like that should be All-Star level. Where's my bonus? Why aren't you giving it to me? Then I wonder if they've now opened it up to where, like, you need to pay these out pretty much regardless.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I think there's a line. It's like, this is a 1.58 ERA. We kind of know the difference between that and a guy hitting 270 with 14 bombs.
Sure, but if it was a 2.4 ERA,
yeah,
are they giving him the bonus?
Right. I don't know. It's a good question. That's a good question. Especially, like, you know, also, like, $100,000 means a lot different to a lot of people. Nathan Eovaldi making $25 million a year. 100 grand means a lot different to him than it does to
us.
Well, I was just thinking of it. Jack Leiter. Even though, you know, Jack Leiter is the number, you know, two overall pick, so he got a good, healthy number to start with. It's still a lot of money to him.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers. The Firehouse Tour continuing. Firehouse number one in Richardson with Sean RJ. Bobby is back. Brought to you by Firehouse Movers, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Whataburger. Shout out Jeff and Keller.
Yeah, buddy.
I love that guy. I think he could be on talk radio. Detroit Jeff, he came with an Animal House analogy for the radio station.
Yeah, I was not able to hear as much of it because it was over there and there was a little noise, but he basically said that we are John Belushi. Not you, Bobby.
Oh, me.
Sure. And that the G-Bag is...
Can't see the regular kids.
They're the regular kids that nobody... You know, and then G-Bag is the Kevin Bacon characters. You know, the arrogant, you know, think they know everything, but they really don't know anything. people. That's that.
And then Brian in Plano, I love him just as much as Jeff and Keller now, because Brian in Plano came up and said, I love you guys, except for Bobby, you ruined the morning show.
Yep, which I did. Now here's the thing. I was a little disappointed that when he walked up, he didn't walk up.
He looks clean.
He does.
He looks...
booming voice, look clean, put together. I mean, Brian in Plano is looking very nice, too. No offense, Brian. Dress shirt.
I think they're wearing the same shirt.
Oh.
I think they're wearing the same shirt.
There you go. There he goes, and he's holding out his Detroit. I was a little disappointed he didn't walk up and say, well, 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 like he does on the phone.
I was anticipating
we would have gotten that.
We didn't get that, though. But anyway, back to Nate Eovaldi. He actually could, and put this in perspective, he could win a Cy Young in a year he doesn't make the All-Star team.
Wow.
He's won.
How many times has that ever been done?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
Bobby will have
But
Juan Gonzalez won the MVP without making the All-Star team when you're in that.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 96, I think.
Wow. So the other day, yesterday, we had a Tom Verducci article that had Jacob deGrom as number two in Cy voting right now. He polled, but he'd be number two. Well, the nerds have him number two as well on the Texas Rangers.
I don't want a deGrom fight between you two and Bobby's first day back. That's what I was thinking when I was reading this last night. I'm like, it's going to have another deGrom fight.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not saying don't do it. I don't want it to escalate.
Yeah, we don't have to escalate.
But do it.
This.
Do it. What the heck?
But so Scooble is the favorite. Now, this is with the Axe ratings that ESPN has. And that's I don't even know what the hell that is. They combine a bunch of stats. B war, F war, what is it good for? Win probability added, championship probability added, all those things, right? So they came up with the fact that if you add all those together, Scooble is leading the American League. He is the front runner. We knew that. But right there, not too far behind, is Nathan Eovaldi. Nathan Eovaldi is the highest Texas Ranger on here, not Jacob deGrom. Now, Eovaldi's not number two in the league. He's like number six, but you're talking about a guy because he missed a couple of starts. He could easily catch that up. These guys are going to miss starts. You know, Garrett Crochet is probably going to miss a start at some point. I mean, all these pitchers get hurt. But I found it pretty surprising that Eovaldi was higher than deGrom was on the Cy Young scale, according to the nerds. But when you talk to guys like Verducci, they're like, no, Verducci had DeGrom as the number two Cy Young candidate this year. But if Jake finishes outside the top eight in Cy Young voting, injuries aside, I will eat the shirt I'm wearing. I'll eat it.
Oh!
Give me some A1 sauce. I can put this thing down.
All right.
Right, I can put this
Mark
thing
that down, Kevin.
Outside of
Say
eight.
It again if he what?
If he finishes outside, if he's ninth in Cy Young voting,
all right?
Come on now. Injuries aside, if he gets hurt, I'm taking that off the table.
Okay.
But if he makes all the rest of his starts, these are the numbers that this thing spits out. You know, you don't manipulate your numbers. I appreciate that. But it makes your system look a certain way. And there's no system that's perfect. We know that. All stats are flawed. And this is just one stat, but this is awful. If he's number nine.
Number nine. He's not number nine. He's higher on the list than that.
You want to put him behind Eovaldi, fine.
He's definitely behind Eovaldi. Like, the only thing that would be the innings. Literally, like, I was just looking over their pages.
Tomorrow, game one of the World Series, you're starting Eovaldi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eovaldi.
RJ?
Yeah. Eovaldi has a
dog
pristine playoff record.
Okay.
Eovaldi, literally,
I
was just looking over it. Every single, if you look here at Baseball Reference, see these numbers here? That's every single statistical category. Outside of, like, wins and innings pitched, like, just the actual measuring statistics, Eovaldi has DeGrom beat on every single one. I mean, he's been better when he's been out there.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. So, there's that. CBS calls the Rangers a possible buyer at the deadline and shows one stat. Why they should be a buyer. Now, obviously, the obvious buyers are Boston, the Cubs, Detroit, Houston, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Padres.
Rangers, Tigers tomorrow. I'll be there.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah.
Mariners,
radio
Giants.
Station contest.
And Toronto.
I wish I'd actually win, like, you know, one for, like, doing work, not a random wheel spin, but, you know, acknowledge for the efforts. Brian Broad is getting some fake award.
By the way, winning the Cy Young Award and missing the All-Star game has happened a lot. Blake Snell in 23, Robbie Ray in 21, Porcello in 16, Arrieta in 15. That's just in the last 10 years.
Wow, okay. The Rangers are one of the possible buyers. And this is the write-up here, and this is kind of interesting. At the break, the Rangers are one game below 500. Bobby, don't look.
Okay.
What is their run differential?
What are they plus 29?
Plus 47.
Okay.
One game below 500, plus 47, which means they have been much better than their record. And they're just 3.5 out of playoff position. That puts, you know, Chris Young in a position. He's looking for any reason to buy, like he always is, to add. Now, I kind of went and looked. Their Pythagorean theorem, which is that it's, I know. Again, I love the analytics. Come up with better names.
I love saying it. Pythagorean is fun to say.
It is. But isn't that A squared, B squared, C squared?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Right? A squared plus B squared equals C. That is the triangle thing. But it says it should be, their record should be 54-43 based on their run differential.
Whoa.
So they're 48-49. They should be 54-43. You know, they're much worse. They're six games worse than what their record shows off of run differential, which is an important stat that teams do look at. That's how a lot of times at this trade deadline, teams look at their run differential and say, are we buying where we are? Are we overachieving, underachieving? But the chances are they look at it and say, hey, let's be buyers. And based off this, you know, they're projected to be in a spot where they could theoretically say, based on where we should be a playoff team. They're tied with the Yankees and the Braves as the three most unlucky teams this year. All three have negative six games of luck. All three. The numbers say that the Braves should be in the playoffs right now, that the Yankees should have the best record in the sport, and that the Rangers should have a 54-win and 43-loss season at this point. So we'll see what they do, but that's what the numbers in the nerds say.
When the Rangers, I'm trying to look at it now. So when the Rangers in 2016 had that historic run of one-run victories, they were 95-67 that year, and I don't think their run differential was as high as it is right now. I want to say they were something like 30 or something. It was not very good. Now, yeah, that's one way to look at it is like they're – it should balance and say that they should be there. It's one of the reasons I like looking at run differential or score differential. Then you've also got to look at over the course of a full season, the Cowboys in 19, for instance, were the only team in NFL history that had the point differential they did and finished 500 or below. So, I mean, it still can speak to trouble that you have.
The Home Run Derby on ESPN averaged 5.7 million viewers, peaked at 6.3 million, a 5% increase. For one of the most boring home run derbies I can remember.
Did you watch any of it, Bobby, or did you care? What's wrong?
No, I just actually finally found the run differential when they were 95-67. The Rangers were plus 8, being almost 30 games over 500.
Did you watch any All-Star festivities?
I did not, no.
So,
I saw that derby as a decrease compared to like last year.
The derby was a 5% increase.
Okay. We're looking at different prep sites.
The All-Star game was a slight decrease.
Okay, maybe that was it.
It went from 7.4 million to 7.2 million.
Yeah.
It peaked at 8.1 million during the swing-off.
So 2 million, a million and a half less watched the derby than the game? 5.7 to 7.2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, that's still the highest number one All-Star game rating in sports.
Duh.
By a little bit of a margin. So 8.1 million peak for the All-Star game. I assume that was during the swing off. That's when everybody kind of, you know, went over to it. But that's good. I mean, even though the game was down slightly, 7-4 to 7-2, 7 million for an All Star game, I think that's pretty solid for Major League Baseball.
How was the Derby and the swing off? Like, was it
the swing off?
Great TV.
It was great TV because Schwarber. How could it not be great TV?
Yeah,
he needed to come through. He hit three home runs in every single swing. It was great.
I said to Sean,
I don't know whether it was great because Schwarber did that, and if guys didn't produce, it'd feel like a dud.
Maybe.
But because of that and the way it happened, we're all fans of it.
I told Sean I would do what they're doing now, 10th and 11th inning, and you get to the 12th, you do a swing-off. In a regular season game.
I miss so much the 10-out format of the Derby. That's because you got to, like, watch the Majestic Blast. It happens so fast now.
The Derby broadcast and presentation got destroyed.
Destroyed.
By people. Destroyed. Killed.
Last year, I remember last year watching it. It was really difficult to follow along with, like, okay, what happened? Did that get out?
Yep. Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with RJ Choppy. They are in back in action tomorrow against the Tigers on this radio station. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. And let me know if you're heading out there so we can pregame just a little bit. We got a British Open update below the belt, and we need a punishment. I needed parent advice last week for my daughter's ear tubes. RJ needs parental guidance for punishing one of his sons. Next on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Kevin, in for Pepe. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby on the streets. 300 North Greenville in Richardson, Firehouse number one, brought to you by Firehouse Movers, Whataburger, and Fraser Roofs and Gutters. The tumblers are gone. 50 of them gone, just like that.
Man. Mm-hmm.
What a 5 and 6 a.m. turnout.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, there was people here when I got here at 5:40. 6:30 in the morning, it was packed 4 or 5 deep. And then, you know, like, we got rid of the tumblers in no time. I mean, G-Bag would have these for, you know, they would have these until September.
Till next year.
Let's be clear here.
We'd be giving them away at the next Firehouse tour.
Which we've done plenty of times. Yeah. Let's be clear here, though. You mentioned that we gave them away just like that. That's just we just got around to saying that they were given away at, like, we were out at like 6:50.
Yeah,
like it was less than an hour.
Yeah,
like, G-Bag, that's how you get it done.
Now you're back from vacay. Have you been monitoring, curious, or following Peyton Russell on vacay on the beach, Floribama?
I've seen him on his I've seen him on, like, his story, or like Mackenzie on her story, like sharing photos of him with that big goofy grin of his, and he's like toasting a G-Bag chalice or whatever he's got in his hand. But, yeah, that's the only amount of following I've seen from him, was just his post that he's thrown up there. Has he been live tweeting? Has he been more active than I was on social media while I was out?
You know, to be honest, I haven't even checked Peyton's Twitter. I didn't even.
Do you even follow him?
It's hard to with that name, with his numbers and Afrosants or whatever thrown into it.
Dude, there's nothing consistent about his usernames on social. They're different on every platform.
Yeah. And he never shows up on my Instagram timeline, so that's where I would see it.
British Open is taking place live, round one coverage.
The Open Championship, we have, let's see, Lee Westwood still 2 under.
Where is this, RJ?
It's at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland.
And what type of course?
It's a typical British Open, link-style course, right? It's typical type. Sergio, -2. Phil at 1 under. Scheffler, 1 under. Shane Lowry, he won it the last time. It was at Royal Portrush. He's a Northern Ireland guy. He's 1 under. Ricky Fowler at 1 under. Rahm even. Xander even. A lot of names within 4 strokes here. Our boy, Francisco Molinari, even par. My boy, really, not really anybody.
I was going to say, why is he our boy? I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my boy. So, a lot of good names up there.
Is he one of the guys who smokes cigarettes?
He might have. I don't remember.
Okay.
He doesn't sound like he's your boy if you can't remember.
You would remember if he smoked cigarettes out on the golf course. Okay.
Like, does John Daly smoke?
He does. He does.
Okay, we didn't mention this yet. Do we need to worry whatsoever? Terry McLaurin is still fighting with the Commanders. I know Bobby continues to be confused over Washington's handling of that. Von Miller signs in D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Yeah. Do we care? Is this a factor? Is this going to be a factor for like three or four moments out of a football season?
I mean, would it surprise you in the divisional round if it's third and seven or fourth and four and they got the Eagles on the ropes and he comes up with the sack? Yeah.
He was so bad in 23. He bounced back a little bit last year, but I mean, he played 12 games in 2023. And it wasn't like he just played 10 snaps or whatever. He played like 300 snaps. He had three tackles, three quarterback hits, and no sacks in 12 games in 23. Last year, he bounced back a little bit. He had six sacks on the season. So, yeah, this is probably some of the Dante Fowler situational pass rushing they lost. He'll come in there on pass rushing downs. And, yeah, even at – I mean, when he's 36 years old this year, that's the kind of skill set that you can be – if you're one of the all-time great pass rushers, you can still keep a job in the NFL as, like, just one of these situational guys. Just like, hey, we know they're going to pass the ball. Come in here and just do your thing. Don't worry about playing the run. Don't worry about anything else. Just go out there and work these tackles. And so, yeah, he'll probably be a six sacks guy, something like that.
I actually thought he was going to end up here. I regret not saying it on the air because there's no Micah at camp. As a Raku, just come back home. Von Miller living in the Metroplex anyway, hanging out. But I'm glad I didn't say it on the radio and sound dumb that he was going to end up a Cowboy.
The last time he had double-digit sacks was 2018. It was 7 years ago since he last was a double-digit sack guy. That seems improbable.
Miguel Angel Jimenez, Angel Cabrera, they were smoking cigarettes. So there it is. Yeah. Von Miller to the Commanders. We need some parental advice for R.J. Choppy.
I went under the app, the mobile app, mobile banking app yesterday. And I was just – because I was going to pay some credit card bills. I was like, all right, you know, where
– doesn't that suck, opening that app up? To me, it sucks, except for Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Friday. And sometimes that can suck when you're like, all right, we didn't get paid today, or I didn't get the bonus that I thought, or it's not the big paycheck. But normally you're going in to pay. You're going in to suffer. Mm-hmm.
So I was going in to see, all right, you know, how much can I pay on the credit card bill? You know, because I need to see when the last other things came out that, you know, okay, so I know I have this much. I got a little grace period, right? I don't like to keep a lot of money in my bank account anyway.
Okay. Or you keep it in your mattress?
Just a preference.
I pay off things with higher interest. That's what I try to do, right? So I was like, And I don't. Some people know to the T, to the dollar, to the cent. My ex-wife knows to the penny how much money she has in her bank account at every point.
I used to be that guy.
I have a general. I kind of know it. That doesn't sound right, or that looks right.
Oh
my gosh.
What a perfect development for the 840. No, just keep him for 840.
840, okay.
Actually, you know what? Give it to him because we're talking about finances and bank. and he can help out. Kevin Hagelin showing up, firehouse number one in Richardson. 840 was dedicated right to you as well in below the belt. So this is going to be awesome. Go ahead, Chop.
All right, so do you know how much money you have in your bank account? Or, like are you to the dollar, or are you, like, a ballpark? Or
no, I know exactly how much money is in my bank account.
At all times?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. So I'm a kind of a ballpark guy, right? And I know
what's a ballpark for you?
I know within a couple, like within $500.
Okay,
It's like I know what looks right.
What is yours? Mine is adding the first number of the checking and the savings. I just want to. That's it. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I take the first number, and I'm like, if it's below that, I'm in trouble.
Okay.
If it's above that, I've reached another echelon.
I got you.
But like, a better way to put it is, I know when something doesn't look right.
Yeah.
All right. So yesterday I was like, huh, that I know I haven't paid off that much stuff lately. Like, it's, you know, I paid off something. I was like, this is weird. So I go through my transactions and it says Apple. And it says, like, you know, DirecTV, then Apple. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And it looks on it, click on it, and it says apple.com/bill.
Those Apple charges get me every time because I'm like, I don't know. The wife has something on there. Am I getting increased storage? I don't know. It's just like,
yeah.
And it's a $2 or $3 charge. I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Right.
And that's the genius of the micro charge. Like, if you think going back to Office Space, like the plan of just peeling off just a little bit. And I know this is not exactly the same as that, but I used to ask my wife every month, and I was like, what is this $2.99 for again? And she was like, I like storage or something. And then you just kind of accept it.
Yep.
And they could have made it up. You don't know.
So it just looks like this, right? It's a shopping and entertainment electronics.
Okay.
So if it was $2.99. It's like, all right, whatever. It's probably some, you know, iCloud storage.
It was $25.
This one says $24.88. Yeah. Then the next, and that was on the 15th. And then on the 7th, it was $32.44.
You got hacked like Kevin.
And then on the June 30th, it was $50.82. And then $9.60. And then $7.57. And then $28.11. And $37.86.
Let me pause you real quick. When do you first notice this? Do you notice this all as a chunk? Do you notice the first one? Do you notice the first two?
Well, I noticed that his first one said Apple. So I just went into the search box and hit Apple.com, and then it shows up all the transactions from Apple. And I'm like, $38.93 and $50.37. And I'm like, this is a slow death. What is this? What is happening? Did someone steal my stuff?
And then signing into the bank app is anxiety, but then knowing you have to call someone to challenge. The challenge!
And that is a great point because this, I obviously have just gone through this, and it was like, oh, there's fraud on your account. You need to call. And like,
how much are you willing to eat to not have new cards sent?
None.
You're going into all the auto repays.
Because it's the principle of a thing that really bothers me. Look, that's one of the reasons I got fired from Blockbusters. I could not abide by someone stealing
someone's
from me.
Right.
And so that was problematic. My wife was ready to murder the people at Citi because they were like, well, how do we know this card is you're not frauding? And I was like, okay, well, we have two different credit cards with you, and the entire time we've had it, it's been this address in Garland, Texas, and now one of them switched to Columbus, Ohio and has started charging multiple $100s at Fashion Nova, and we immediately called. But you think we might be the ones who are faking it?
So I start going through all this. I'm like, what is going on? So I see this phone number, and before I call them, I call up my son, Julian.
Yeah,
he's 12, and I'm like, hey.
You knew to call him versus the older one?
Well, the older one was he was coaching a camp. All right, he was working a camp.
Are these in-app purchases, you think, or something?
So I call him. I said, hey, are you buying stuff on iTunes? And he goes, what's iTunes? And I go, it's on the phone. He goes, no, I'm not. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, I'm smart enough to know not to do that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Good.
So I call up the number that was on there. It says, if you ever question this thing, call up. I call up. And they said, yep, these are all purchases. They're on a different phone. And I said, can you tell me who? She goes, well, we can't give that information, but if you say a name, I could tell you if it's on their phone or not. And I said, well, it would be either Julian or, and she goes, yep. And before I even got Luca's name out, she goes, yep, that's it. And I said, what are these? And she says, let's see, this one is for Clash Royale, which is some video in-app purchases.
Yep.
In-app purchases for this game, this game. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I call him up again. I said, dude, did you not just tell me that you weren't buying stuff? And he goes, well, you asked me if it was on iTunes. And I said, bro, no.
What a choppy. What a choppy moment. What a choppy moment. You weren't exact. He found the loophole.
You're
he
right,
found the out.
You're right.
It's
you're right.
Your fault.
You know, in the court of law, he'd have gotten off. He'd have gotten off. He would have.
Did you respect that?
A little. I respect the hustle, right? But I was like, dude, when have I ever told you this is okay? He goes, well, I did it a couple times and you didn't say anything, so I thought it was okay.
And how I'm much like, total?
I'm like, you know what? Oh, I have to go through his phone because she showed me how to go into the managed purchase history and see. I'm already up to $300-$400 total, right?
and that's
only going back to May. I know this has gone on longer than that because I've seen purchases from like April. So I'm going to go through his phone and see exactly how long this has been going on for. I'm thinking it's probably close to $500-$600.
What are you going to do about this? Because now you can't dispute it.
Does he deep down know it's wrong?
He was like, I figured you didn't care because you didn't say anything. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go in your wallet every day. I'm going to take $5 out. You're not going to notice it. And then 3 months go by, and all of a sudden, you're down $150. Now you're going to care.
Yeah.
So
can you challenge that with the powers that be that my kid was doing it?
Yes.
Without me knowing?
You know who you need to talk to about this is Corey, because Corey's middle son ran amok in, like, a very similar fashion. So I don't know if it's in Crossock or someone else. You need to ask Corey, because he 100% challenged this. I'm pretty sure he won, too, and got the charges knocked off. I don't know if the age of the kid matters or not. I don't remember how old Carter was at the time.
But this is going to be important in deciding the punishment, whether he knows or he's being a little smart.
Well, look. The money doesn't mean anything. He has no frame of reference on money.
Yeah.
So if I just take the money back from him, which, by the way, I'm going to.
Does he have $400?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe not on him, but it's in his bank.
Okay.
And I have access to the bank.
Perfect.
Which, that might be a fight. That might be a fight with the ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, that's not really, that's for him.
And I'm like, monitor. Yeah, you weren't monitoring it.
I know. I wasn't going online every day and making sure I wasn't getting defrauded.
By Genesis.
By my 12-year-old.
Yeah, and Sega.
It wouldn't work if you said to her, your ex-wife, well, you never cared when you took all my money.
Oh, jeez.
That probably, that probably wouldn't work, right?
No. So he has no frame of reference on money. I need to have another punishment, though. I'm thinking no phone for X amount of time. Just take the phone away.
Yeah.
Is that going to, serious question.
That might make matters worse.
Is that going to fly with your ex-wife as well?
Yes. She's cool with that.
Oh, okay. Great.
She would be cool with that.
Great.
Grounding. Now, I said I was going to ground him for a week, and she said, well, it's almost the last week of summer. You can't do that.
What?
And I was like, well, I don't really
care.
Perfect.
About that. Yeah.
It sounds perfect.
Yes.
I think the phone, I'm going to take the phone away from him for a week, and I'll give it back to him the day we leave for Oxnard.
RJ Choppy with the help and advice of Kevin Hagelin on 105.3 The Fan. It's Bobby's first day back, and he's already about to pick a fight with someone at the station. And that person is actually sitting right next to me.
Oh, come on.
B-Lo, the belt, next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
The last time I did this, I regretted it. But I'm going to fight with Kevin Hagelin.
Whoa, what a battle of the intellectual titans.
Let's talk about it. Here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by DNM Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. It's not necessarily you specifically. I mean, it is you because your name's on the show. And it was your show yesterday, and I texted you guys about it.
You did. Can I ask you guys a logistical question before I get in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
If I missed Crosstalk, but I missed it because I was here doing a show with you guys, do I still get in trouble with y'all?
No.
Okay.
Not
with
two
us.
Segments.
Maybe
I feel
spittle.
Like, feel like G-Bag.
Yeah. No, you put in your time.
Absolutely not.
So this is an issue. So there was a list. Bill Barnwell had his list of the best teams of the last quarter century, and I was asking you about it during the break because I heard you guys mention that Sean and RJ took issue with your takes on the list, but
correct.
You didn't get into what the takes were. So I had to ask Sean.
We had just had that.
You didn't have the 07 Patriots as the best team?
No.
Because they lost one game?
Yeah, they lost the game. They didn't win the championship in their own singular year. You're telling me they're the best team of all time and they weren't even the best team in 07? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's the best team of the past 25 years, and they weren't even the best team in 2007.
They were the best.
Were the
team
Giants the best team in 07?
They won.
No,
but they were
God.
The best. They were the best team, Kevin.
Okay, well now you're sounding like Jerry Jones, where it's all just luck and circumstance.
Kevin.
All right.
It
so
is.
In 2007.
So wait a sec. You think every team? I got you now. You're trapped. You're done.
Trapped.
You think
cooked.
Every team in any sport that won the title their year was the best actual team of that year?
As much as I hate to say it because I feel like I've been on the other side of this, you have to give that team that accolade because they won.
Oh my God.
I've been on the wrong side of this plenty
of times.
So you
think the team that wins the NCAA tournament every year is the best team?
Unfortunately, I think you
what?
Have to concede that.
No, you don't.
I don't think you think
I
it.
Mean, it's just,
I think
if,
you're
if,
this
if,
is an RJ time. I we got him.
If this he's, is if he's just saying this like, you know, you default to that because as the years go by, you never really remember.
Sure.
Right? Quick question. Who was in the national title game of college basketball this year? You go ahead.
Florida.
Houston.
There you go. But it took you a second. Like, you forget. Sometimes you forget, right? So I get that. But so it's an easy way to. It's
what is the point of playing the games then if the outcome doesn't matter to you?
For entertainment.
No,
the reason.
No, here's the thing. You are the champion. You get the title. You're the world champ, everything else. Like, there is.
But there's context.
Yeah. But
okay.
I mean, like.
I get you on that.
Over the course of, like, 3-4 months,
okay.
You can't just throw it out because of one day.
I hear you, and I'm not throwing it all the way out because I said they are a great team. But the idea that a team that didn't even win their championship is the best of the past 25 years, I can't abide by that.
Sure.
I can't put them ahead of Seattle.
Okay, that's a fine argument if you're talking about, I think, NBA or Major League Baseball.
When there's a series?
Where you've got a series and it gets fleshed out. Like as much as I hate to say it, like, I mean, the league stole it, but like Miami beat Dallas in 06 in six games. Like,
your
they,
argument
they
would
got
say
all
that,
the different
your
options.
Your argument would say that Buster Douglas is a better boxer than Mike Tyson.
Ooh, boy, I'm listening to an interview with Jim Lampley right now, and he said if you go back and you look at Tyson's previous like six fights, he goes, look, obviously it's revisionist. Tyson never should have been 42-1, and Buster was absolutely the wrong person for him to fight. It's kind of crazy how that happened.
All right, so move on to what Bob
and I would take issue with that description as well,
because it's just so individual.
No, because that person gets to continue their career. Like the exact 2007 New England Patriots couldn't continue in 2008, 2009, but like Buster Douglas could continue his exact career arc. So could Mike Tyson. Like I hear y'all's arguments, and you're right.
We're good. We're right. All right. So
but it can't be number one.
The KNC Masterpiece, we're asking about which Cowboys team is the best one since 2000. And this is based on the Barnwell list, but so specifically just narrowed down to the Cowboys, which right off the top, best Cowboys team of the last 25 years or since you've been here.
I want y'all's answer.
14 or 16, who was a better team?
14 or 16?
The DeMarco year or Dax rookie year with Zeke?
DeMarco.
Chop.
I mean, 07 is the best team in my since I've moved here in 98. 07 is by far the best team. Then 14.
And you said?
I said I thought it was 14.
I thought you picked 16. Alec picked 16.
Yeah, I said 14.
They picked 14. They were not even talking about 07. Here's the thing. The 07 team, which Choppy was here working it. You were out there, I assume, at Valley Ranch every day around that time. That team, compared to every other team the Cowboys have rolled out there over the last 25 years, is so disgustingly better than any team that they have had. It's ridiculous.
Can I take issue with the way you have framed that we didn't even consider them? I said I think the most viable options are 14, 7, and 16. Those were the top three Cowboys teams of the past 25 years. Now, I know you have another one to throw in there, but I'm just saying me personally, I don't like the idea that I didn't consider them because they were one of the top three.
Sure. But like, it's so easy.
Okay, tell me more about that.
That it's them. Because the two teams we're talking about, 14 and 16, that you're lumping them in with, those were bad defenses. In 16, they had a three-game stretch. I'm trying to remember when it was. They had a three-game stretch in 16 that was the most passing yards allowed by an NFL team over a three-week period in the like post-AFL league.
Yeah.
They were awful defensively. And to your point, they didn't even win a playoff game, so they couldn't qualify.
Right.
Because by that standard that we had for the Patriots, like that team would be eliminated, right? All of them who didn't win a playoff game.
That team won two playoff games.
That team won one, the 14 team.
No, I'm saying the Patriots.
But the 14 team, again, the same sort of thing. That defense was bad. They were 15th in points allowed. They were 19th in yards allowed. I know I heard Corey yesterday saying, well, like, and if they would have gotten that ruling, if Dez catches it, they win that game, and they're probably going to the Super Bowl. And it's like, they still would have had to have stopped Aaron Rodgers, which they didn't do immediately after Dez caught it.
Yeah, and so I understand that logic. I was just going to say, RJ, and I think you'll probably agree with me on this. I think I have learned. Because we disagree. I think you'll agree because we disagree. One of the things that I've really learned kind of going over this in the past three days, I think we just have, like, differences of, like, how close you really were or what makes you great or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I will admit, I think we differ on that. And that's why I can't put Patriots number one because they didn't win the Super Bowl. But for this example, like, I think about that 14 team playing a better Green Bay team. And if they would have made that catch, you're right. They still would have had to stop it defensively. But then I think about that 07 team that had already trounced the Giants twice, but then when the game was on the line.
Right. That's the bad take alarm that just went off for Kevin.
Yeah. I'll say this.
They couldn't handle it.
One of the number one reasons why I think 07, first of all, they still had so much remnants of, they had all the good from Bill still left in
them. It was the perfect mix.
And then they had the good from Wade where it was like, we could relax. But also, the 2014 offensive line was like talent skill-wise better. There was a nastiness to that 07 O-line. I guarantee you, if you were to ask a defensive lineman, who would you rather go against,
they would say
we would much rather go against 2014. You could probably walk the next day against the 2014 line. You play that 2007 line, you probably have a snapped finger. Colombo would just gouge you in the eye. Leonard Davis, he would probably bite you. They were so nasty. That was probably the meanest collection of five people I've ever seen.
Would you
agree? And they're good guys. They're just mean on the field.
Would you agree that 2014, though, was a better version, a more realized version of Tony Romo?
Yes. If you're if you're just telling me this is the offense, I'm taking 2014's offense. Maybe above any of the other teams.
I loved Tony Romo's mastery of finally understanding how he wins and wins and wins and wins with that team by not doing too much and letting DeMarco Murray do a lot. But I get you. It is both sides of the ball. I don't think your argument is crazy. I said 14.
Here's the thing. 07, they had 14 Pro Bowlers.
What's crazier, him not crowning the 07 team or Pat's 07 not number one last 25 years?
Oh, I mean, it's probably, like, to me, New England was so far above every other team I've seen in 25 years. Like it's just, it is, I hate, as much as, you know, people hated that team and everything else that they stood for, I hate that they weren't able to cap off what should have been the greatest season we had ever seen.
The real joke in all this, by the way, is that there was no Cowboy team on the actual
list. That's actually why we started to do that, because so I was kind of sad.
Do you think one of those should have been on there?
Well, no. Now I need to say 07, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not
is there an instant team that jumps out, Choppy, that any of these Cowboy teams was better than?
No, 07 team.
The 07 was really good, but, I mean, we're talking about the best 25 teams. I mean, the amount of times, I mean, like, there's Patriot teams that weren't on here that should be on here. There's
a lot of Patriot teams
some of those Ben Steeler teams weren't even on here. Like, that needed to be on there.
That 07 Cowboys team was better than probably half the teams that have won the Super Bowl in the last 25 years.
Woo!
They were
great.
Good. And the one really that we don't have time to get into all of it, the one you neglected that I can't believe didn't even get mentioned, the 22 Cowboys were great. But, like, in terms of it, like, to me, they're not great, but, like, in terms of relative to what they're, the 22 Cowboys are better than 14 and 16.
Was that the middle 12-5 season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the year where they beat Tampa Bay.
Below
500 Tampa Bay? Gotcha.
With Kevin Hagelin, give it up for Hagee showing up and giving us two golden segments that justifies him missing or being late to cross.
I think I can make it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, guys.
Kevin Hagelin in Richardson, 300 North Greenville, Firehouse number one, brought to you by Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. 1 hour left. The Texas Rangers have made a move. We'll have it to kick off the final hour of the program. Get on out here and say what's up. Sean and RJ from Richardson continues on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.